Madison 1670 WTDY presents There's No Place Like Broadhead.
Brought to you by Buckshot Exteriors. Roofing, siding, gutters at its best. BuckshotExteriors.com.
There's No Place Like Broadhead.
During the 19th century, when the railroad was being built across the United States, every small town or village was desperate for it to pass through their downtown area. In fact, in those days, getting the railroad to make a stop was a matter of life or death for a community, and most of the settlements that were bypassed simply died off. But Broadhead, Wisconsin has a story that's a little bit different from the rest. Frank Gumbar with the Broadhead Historical Society tells us a little bit more.
In the 1850s, several men came through. A.D. Clinton was probably the spokesman of them, and they were representing a railroad that was going to be built through this area, and the people of Decatur were excited about it. The railroad builders said, well, if you're excited about it and like the idea, would you chip in a certain amount of money, somewhere between $7,000 and $14,000? Everything was money in those days, and the railroad builders were just making as much of it as they could. The town of Decatur thought in 1854, why would we ever chip in to build a railroad? What good would it do for them to build a railroad and not come to the town of Decatur? Well, the railroad people knew better, and they were given blocks of land, and the government was behind them, and so they built the railroad between Clarence and Decatur, and they laid out here on this flat prairie, which was nothing but prairie and had probably one tree, a village, a town of Broadhead. They platted it out, lots and a main street, blocks and streets going either way, and there was nothing there except some stakes showing where Broadhead was. They built a station here, a railroad station. Well, you know that the people of Decatur needed a railroad station, so the man that owned the hardware store in Decatur had to load up his horse and wagon, come to the railroad station, pick up the two stoves he ordered from Milwaukee, and take him back with horse and wagon out to Decatur. Well, that got to be old stuff, and he moved his whole outfit and business here to Broadhead, and that happened multiple times, and that's how Broadhead grew.
Of course, since there was no community or group of people living in what is now Broadhead, there wasn't a name for the area. But after people began moving in simply to be closer to the depot, Mr. Broadhead, one of the wealthy men who originally brought the railroad through, saw an opportunity.
Mr. Broadhead was a railroad builder. He was a graduate of West Point. He had been involved in building railroads in the East. He was one of the principal directors of the railroad that was first built through here. He, to anyone's knowledge, never spent a night in Broadhead. His only claim to Broadhead was he was a big shot in the railroad and had a lot of money. And two churches were racing to build here. And this was a year or two later after things got started. And he said, say, if whichever church gets done first, if you name this town after me, I'll buy a church bell. And so I think the Methodists got done first, and enough people that were here said, sure, we'll name it Broadhead. We could use a church bell. And so for about $300 worth of church bell, he bought himself immortality in Wisconsin.
Apparently, this wasn't the first time Mr. Broadhead carved out a new village and had his name immortalized.
By the way, there's another town exactly like it, almost exactly the same story, Broadhead, Kentucky. Same man.
Make sure you join us tomorrow as we learn about one of the oldest marching bands in the country, which was founded right in Broadhead. I'm Lindsay Ajavor, and you're listening to Madison 1670 WTDY.